be quiet with every language I've ever taught. Go to the office. That one too.
Let's begin. So we left off. We left off on page Resh Beis. So we left off actually second paragraph. Lachin. Calls man Adam wrote said Vargashis. Remember again yesterday. So the Mechaber highlighted this idea that whenever you're looking for something outside of yourself, be it something material or something spiritual, by definition, a person is not focusing on their inner self. Just again, and we pointed out yesterday, Michael actually pointed this out, that it's not a statement of good or bad. It's not a statement that I'm doing, it's just a statement of fact. This is Lachim, therefore, Kozman Sha'adam wrote, said, Dvarim Gashmiim, when a person wants material things, all Kozman Sha'in lo havchana benefesh, shel sameach bechalko, gam beruchnius, or for that matter, when a person is in a state that they're not happy with what they have. And I will say, that is true, even spiritually. Now we would think to ourselves, not being happy with what you have spiritually is an incredible accomplishment, that's a good thing. It is a good thing. He's just saying, Hare shachach haratzon shalo, Hare shekoach haratzon shalo, nimtza b'tokfo. Now, if I'm not happy with what I have spiritually, that means that my ratzon, my will, my desire, is ultimately, again, in full strength, v'kolazman b'tnua lahasagas dvarim lo, and it's trying to acquire things perpetually. Humatsui b'talich t'midi sharitza nafshis, She'enot no senes sheket. A person is in a constant state of spiritual movement, which gives a person no rest. So again, remember, I will say, all he's saying over here, and again, to be clear, he's not saying this is a bad thing. You know, sometimes in life, it's just important to define a dynamic. So whenever a person is in a state of saying, I feel deficient and I want something more, whether he's saying that in the realm of materialism or whether he's saying in the realm of spirituality, just realize that when a person is engaged in the process of acquiring or achieving more, by definition, they are not in a state of rest. Which is an obvious statement. And if I'm not in a state of rest, just a person should understand that there is a certain lack of inner quietude, which then prevents a certain degree of introspection from occurring. And he gives a very simple mashal. He says, Kimo sheroim anu bigufanios. Let's give a very simple physical example. Sheka asher ha'adam rats. So when a person is running, o shehu misnashif, v'gam hu rats b'tzur nechona, so let's take an example. A person's running. So if a person is running, what happens? He's generally breathing a little bit heavier. And ultimately, he's not in a state of quiet. He's not in a state of calm. Hashaket HaGamar. Now, I will say again, so you could be saying he could be running to a million different things. He could be running to work. He could be running to do a mitzvah. He could be running to do a chesed. He could be running to a shir. It doesn't really matter. You could be running to the most noble of things. At the end of the day, you are still in a state of movement, which by definition means you are not in a state of inner quietude. He says, Hashaket HaGamar Shayich Rak B'matzav Shal Menucha. True quiet, true shaket, is only when a person is in a state of rest. Kach gam bebechina hanafshis. So too in the realm of spirituality. Kol zman sha'adam nimtza b'tnua sharitza nafshis. As long as a person is in a state of spiritual running, always desiring to acquire, always desiring to achieve in a spiritual sense, hu lo yochol galos es etzem ha'ani. He will never be able to reveal the inner eye. I was have to tell you something. When I was learning this, I was going over this again yesterday, and the truth is, it's such a different way of thinking, because we often assume, myself included, that the greatest accomplishment is perpetual spiritual movement. Again, in the realm of physicality, we know we have to rest. We have a Shabbos. But the realm of spirituality, we always assume there is no rest. You always have to move, always have to do. And what Mechaber is just saying is, I'm not saying it's wrong, but just understand that when there is movement, there is no ability for introspection. When there is no movement, there's no ability for thought. There's no menucha.
And you know, we don't talk about running necessarily, physical running, because people could be running in their mind.
100%.
It's called racing mind.
Right, and that's what he's referring to over here. But in a way, interestingly enough, in a way that we would normally assume is like the pinnacle of spiritual accomplishment. Meaning, I would have assumed that this pinnacle of spiritual accomplishment is a person who is always has spiritual mind racing. You know, they're always moving, they're always doing. And the Mechaber is just saying, just know that that comes. An attitude and approach like that in life comes with a certain amount of collateral damage. Because if you're always running, if you're always racing, if you're always doing, there's no menucha. There's no menucha in life. There's no rest. And if there's no rest, there's no time to introspect. If there's no time to introspect, there's no time to see who you really are. Such a profound idea.
I'm describing 24/7 menucha.
Correct. No, correct. So he's saying good. Meaning he's not saying therefore don't run. He's saying at some point in time a person has to stop running. Right. So again, obviously, what he's prescribing over here, in general in life, it's always easier to live in black and white. It's always easier to say either I should be running or I should be in menucha. Of course, that's not what he's saying. The hardest thing in life is to say, I have to straddle both worlds, right? So the obvious question then becomes, which we'll have to deal with, is so how much menucha versus how much ritza? How much rest versus how much running? But I just found this because some people find themselves always wanting to run and to grow and to do, and the truth is, what the Mechaber is saying is, it's exhausting. Like it's pashut. Like it's. I'm sorry.
Heavy ruts,
Correct. So the Mechaber will just say, okay, but the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say ruts every minute. Shulchan Aruch says ruts. Okay, you should go ahead and be ruts like heavy ruts. That a person should be ratz kitzvi la'asos ritzon boro. Fine, okay, but the Mechaber is just going to say it doesn't mean every second. Doesn't mean every second. Even the tzvi can't run all of the time.
Can't you be running and having the inner quietude?
See, Mechaber says no. Mechaber says that by definition is an inherent contradiction. Whenever there is ritza, by definition there is not menucha. That's the chiddush that he's advancing over here, which I think is just, I think is life altering. That he's saying, and again, if you think about it, by the way, just from the mashal of physical running, if I am physically running towards something, so again, I'm going to have shortness of breath, I might be running for the most wonderful thing, I might even enjoy the running, I might even actually enjoy the process of running, but there's one thing that's clear, which is, there's not menuchim. Even people who might run, for recreation or for sport, so it might be wonderful and rejuvenating. It's not relaxing. A person doesn't have menucha from it. I was so enthralled by this idea that he's saying, yes, grow, yes, move, yes, accomplish, but make sure there's also some time for menucha. Well, let's see, it's going to develop. Yomar Adam, a person will say, but one second, Hari Ritzono Sai. But ultimately, a person will say, but my ruts on what I run for, what I do, what I accomplish, those are the greatest manifestations of who and what I am. Meaning, you're telling me I should discover myself. Well, say sometimes the way we discover ourselves is by running to accomplish certain things. It's those accomplishments that often define us. Advar nechonim. That is true. Listen to this. But the truth is, Rabbosai, that is not a revelation of the true inner eye. Ela gilui shel ha'aros min ha'ani chutza. Ki me'achar ve'etzem ha'retzonos him retzonos liknos tvarim shem chutza la'adam. Im kein shoresh ha'aros ha'retzon hu lo be'etzem gilui nafsho. Ela ha'aros shel dvarim ha'yotzim min nafsho ha'chutza. Bosa, listen to this. This is amazing. He says, sometimes in life, we define ourselves. We define ourselves by what we accomplish. We define ourselves by what we do. We define ourselves by the goals we set. And those are all true. Meaning, you can define yourself in many respects by what you desire, what you accomplish, and what you do. Because what I desire, what I accomplish, what I do, those are a reflection or a manifestation of who I truly am. But there's another level of internal understanding, which is just a snapshot of who and what I am now. before doing anything, before accomplishing anything, before running anywhere, to discover just what I am at my core. He says, "Bepnimios hanefesh yesh nahavia shaketa ubichtei legalos havia shaketa zu muchrach sha'adam ya'avor hein es atalich shal bitul haratzonos hagashmiim." As important as it is to run, and as important as it is to accomplish, what's also important is to realize who I am at my core, even before I accomplish any of these additional things. You see, often what we do is we define ourselves by the people we want to be, as opposed to discovering actually the people who we are. It's just such a different way of thinking. So therefore, the Mechaber says it's important that we take the time not only to run and to accomplish, but it's also important that we take the time to think and to introspect and thereby discover the people who we truly are even before the actualization or expression of our Ratzon. All right, so we'll stop over. We'll pick up in the middle of this paragraph in Reish Beis in Yeretz Hashem on Monday.